America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. My next guest was part of one of the most iconic television shows of the 70s and 80s. She is best known for playing Vicki Steubing on The Love Boat and is now the newly appointed Celebrations Ambassador for Princess Cruises. It is a pleasure to say hello to Jill Whelan. Jill, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Ed. Oh, thank you so much. I'm thrilled to talk to you.
Tell me all about this. This sounds so exciting. You are the Celebrations Ambassador for Princess Cruises. How did that come about?
Organic pairing, to be honest. I've been cruising with Princess since I was 11 years old, and I have had countless celebrations on a Princess cruise. Mm-hmm. I got married on a Princess cruise. My parents renewed their vows, which I arranged for them on a Princess cruise. Both my boys, they've had birthdays on Princess cruises, graduations, so on and so forth. Very dear friends have had celebrations of being cancer-free.
Wow.
Milestone. So for me, this is something I've already been doing. I won't tell you how many years ago I was 11, but it's been, let's just suffice it to say, a long time that I have chosen independently to create these memories and celebration milestones on Princess cruises.
So cruising is such a fun way, like you mentioned, to celebrate certain things in life for important family moments, but just to have a whole lot of fun. And it's such a neat experience, is it not?
It is. Well, it's my favorite experience. Where else can you go where you can unpack one? You open your window every morning mm-hmm. to a new location. You get world-class food. The variety of food is incredible. And now, I'm obviously, because I'm an entertainer, it's important to me what kind of entertainment is on a ship.
Sure.
And this is the first time this has been done, and the only people who have done it is now Princess Cruises. They have partnered with a Broadway producer who is a newly minted Tony winner and one of the most prolific Broadway legends there are. His name is Stephen Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
He composed Wicked.
Right.
Godspell, mm-hmm. Pippin, the list goes on and on. He is mounting 4 new shows specifically for Princess Cruises that you can only see on a Princess cruise, and he's bringing in all of his Broadway people to do it, his choreographers,
wow.
his directors, everything. He's composing the music, and it's going to be so incredible. They start in October with mm-hmm. this. I think the first, I'm trying to remember which ship it is. I don't know if it's the, I think it's the Coral Princess. I'm not sure.
Right.
But this, where else can you, we talk about this all the time. Broadway shows are so expensive.
They're incredibly expensive. Most people are priced out. They just can't go.
Right. You have to take out a loan.
Right.
If you have, you know, 3 kids and you want to go to a Broadway show. So you're booking passage on a Princess cruise and you're not paying any extra. So after dinner, you go have dinner, and you walk 50 feet to this gorgeous Broadway-caliber theater, and you're going to see a Broadway show.
And that's what makes it so neat and unique, and you're not going to get that experience really anywhere else. And it's so all-inclusive, and it really is so much fun. And it's kind of cool that you're here speaking about this, because everybody knows that the whole thing for you started on The Love Boat. And if I remember correctly, that was as a guest appearance. And the story I heard was that the audience loved you so much, you ended up getting a call from a very special someone about joining the cast permanently. Tell me how that went.
That is true. Well, I had done another show for Aaron Spelling before Love Boat, and it was called Friends.
I remember now, that. That's the real Friends, when you ask me.
And if it had been the Friends version of Friends, I'd be driving a much nicer car. But as it was, our show only lasted 13 episodes, and that's fine, because one of the great things Aaron Spelling used to do is he, within his corral of actors on his plethora of shows, he would have them sort of circulate and do the other shows in guest spots. And mm-hmm. I did Love Boat, where it was inferred that I could be Gavin's daughter, but at the time I had another series to go back to, so we had an out. And then when Friends wasn't picked up, Aaron called me at home. I was in Northern California, and he said, "This is Aaron Spelling." I said, "No, it's not." He said, "Yes, it is. Honey, we would like you to come back and play on The Love Boat forever." And that's kind of how it how it happened.
Very nice. And, you know, that show became such the in place for celebrities, of like all celebrities, from film, TV, the stage, to come on and be a guest star. That must have been quite a thrill for you, because you're, you know, what, you're 11, 12, 13 years old at first, and all of a sudden, here come these huge stars. Tell me about a couple of the ones you remember most.
Boy, it's so hard because there's so many, but I mean, we've had everybody from Tom Hanks to Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
And everybody in between. I got to tap dance with Ginger Rogers.
Wow.
I know, sing with Ethel Merman. She and I were pen pals. Carol Channing, Ann Miller, Olivia de Havilland, who played Melanie in Gone with the Wind.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Was, I mean, it's Cary Grant. Who can say that, you know, they've had dinner with Cary Grant, Andy Warhol, unless you're, you know, Liza Minnelli.
That's right.
You don't get to say those things.
You know what? Look at it this way. Over across the lot at Happy Days, Cary Grant was not showing up over in Arnold's to hang out with Fonzie and Potsy. So you guys had a leg up on that. That is very cool. So that is
a very good point.
And, you know, you're also known as the little sick girl in the film Airplane. That is one of my favorite scenes from that movie. And you're great at that. Lorna Patterson is there. She's playing the guitar. She rips out your IV. Joyce Bulifant plays your mom, and she has no clue what's going on. And you perfected the fish face, and it lives on in American film culture, and it teaches me, always make sure your IV is secured whenever you fly commercially. That was quite a scene.
Exactly. Assist yourself before you assist your children with their IV. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I'm very proud of that fish face.
Yeah.
Mother Teresa and her accomplishments. And then there's me and the fish face.
Now, those are the two important moments that define Western culture as we know it. So
That's it. My work's done.
I also like the fact that you've spent some time teaching the craft to people who wanted to learn how to act, how to sing, how to perform. You actually ran a studio in the Bucks County, Pennsylvania area. There is a wonderful local theater there, the Bucks County Playhouse, that I performed at years and years ago. That's a lovely area. But how much fun must that be to be able to teach and try to pass on your knowledge to other people who want to learn how to perform and perfect their craft?
Oh, well, it was so much fun to do that. I mean, it's what I love, and to be able to watch other people learn from some of the mistakes I've made, mm-hmm. or some of maybe the things that I have come to pick up and know over time, it's great fun. It's like as a parent, when you watch your kids start to excel, you kind of feel the same way.
Oh, sure.
It's an awesome thing.
It sure is. It really is. And it's such a difficult business to try to break into, but when you have the proper guidance and you have the proper instruction, it does help a little bit, and it kind of teaches you the ins and outs, not only of what you're doing, but the business itself. You are also very familiar about what it's like to be on this side of the microphone. You have done a couple of really popular, really great podcasts, The Venus Diaries, and then you teamed up with Brian Phelps for the Brian and Joel show. So you kind of get what it's like to do radio.
I do. I had a show in Philadelphia too at WPHT.
That's right. Yes, I remember on 1210. I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. I love radio. I love it's, you know, it's theater of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite mediums as well. And I was lucky enough to be able to do it with some really talented people. I love it. Absolutely love it. I'm not adverse to doing it again if the opportunity arises.
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
It's performing at its core, because all it is your voice and your imagination and your ability to communicate, and that's kind of a dying art. So it really is. It's kind of fun to have someone on that understands it as well. You've done some other recent stuff as well. You were really kind of stretching your range as an actor. I'm looking at some of the stuff you did. You did a Christmas TV movie, A Christmas Tree Miracle on Up TV, and then you did a horror film, 6 Degrees of Hell. Boy, that's going in two different directions.
Yeah, I know. And I just finished a thriller last week, actually, called Swipe. And so that should be fun. And I was I just did an episode of The Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
That was incredible. And I have a big show coming out on ABC in the summer. So, you know, that and doing my one-woman cabaret show.
You're a busy person. Oh, my goodness. You got a lot going on.
I'm so grateful.
That's grateful. Terrific. Once again, she is the newly appointed Celebrations Ambassador for Princess Cruises, and she is a reminder once again to always keep an eye on your IV when you're on the plane. Jo Whalen, thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend. And hopefully maybe we'll catch up down the road with you at some point.
Absolutely. And take a cruise. Princess.com, baby.
Yes. All right. We sure will. Have a great day. So there she is, Jo Whalen. And, you know, she's had a pretty interesting career. Yeah, she's an iconic TV show. She was on The Love Boat. Remember she said Cary Grant showing up, Olivia de Havilland? That was such an in show for anyone to be on. I mean, it got to a point at the end when they started pairing up, you know, Marty Allen and Elke Sommer. That's when you know, maybe things are starting to grind to a halt here. But for years, that was quite the show. Some of the other cast members, Fred Grandy went into talk radio for a long, long time. He was a morning show host doing political talk down in Washington. But very interesting. And her scene in Airplane, that's one of the best scenes in that movie. And you know what? For a kid, she was 11 years old and she kind of understood it. So she kind of has that comic gene. So good luck to her and her position with Princess Cruises, Celebrations Ambassador. And made it sound very exciting. I think I want to take a cruise. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge. And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think Green. Harrison with you. Our daily coffee doses might be in jeopardy from global warming, too, scientists are saying. Did you know most coffee is grown in treeless sun? Because sun-grown coffee grows the biggest harvests with the highest sales. But with climate change, University of Michigan researchers report shade-grown coffee raised under a canopy of diverse trees not only ensures continued crops from leaving alone the surrounding plants and animals, but shade trees act as a firewall between coffee plants and droughts and powerful storms. Also, natural shade trees protect the coffee plants from harsh sun and heat, along with dirt erosion and scorching. As weather patterns continue to radicalize and planet Earth continues to heat, the way coffee actually grows in nature, in the shade, in fact, will ensure the survival of our blessed coffee bean. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Ex Machina is a smart, cool, stylish, great-looking movie. Hashtag sexy robot, the man.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers, Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.